Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The royals behind that comment about Harry and Meghan's son's skin color might have been revealed in a new book. So if you remember, Prince Harry and Meghan did a 2021 interview with Oprah where they dropped all of the bombshells about their family.
That was back in 2021?
I know, almost 3 years ago. So one of the biggest bombshells that was dropped was some troubling conversations about what the skin color of their son would be. And it sparked this huge controversy as to who said it. Now, a couple of people had already been X'd out, like Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth. Well, now a new book from a British journalist called Ahmed Scobie revealed that it might be Kate Middleton. So this book is called Endgame: Inside the Royal Family and the Monarchy's Fight for Survival. And in it, he says that sources said that after that interview aired, Charles wanted to clear the air with Meghan. So he ended up sending a letter to her that said that per the book, it says that he wanted to make clear that he felt that the remarks regarding the skin color of their child were not made with ill will or casual prejudice. And then Meghan had a response that tried to explain that the conversations were an example of, quote, lingering unconscious bias and ignorance that needed to be addressed. So the book says that it's a pretty respectful back and forth. And while in the final edition of the book, it's not revealed who actually said those comments about their child's skin color, there were some Dutch copies that were released that might have been earlier editions that do name Kate Middleton as the person that said it.
Well, it adds to the rumor that Kate and Meghan haven't gotten along with each other for a very, very long time. So this could certainly be a contributing factor to that.
I 100% think that's the case. Because when I read it before, I saw that it had been quote unquote revealed in the Dutch copies it was Kate Middleton. I thought, oh, maybe it's Camilla, because King Charles obviously would want to defend his wife on her behalf, I guess. But Kate Middleton, to me, did come out of nowhere. I didn't expect it to be her. I thought maybe it was William, maybe it was Camilla. But Kate, to me, is a little bit of a blindside.
No, but this is a book saying that he heard that somebody heard that she said this.
Okay,
So
not a lot of great credibility there.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, so of course he's just citing sources. None of this is factual. It's all alleged, but it is interesting to add to the narrative of what had been going on. All right, Jamie Lynn Spears left "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here." She literally said, "Get me out of here." Normally, they're voted off after a series of competitions, but she is citing that she left on medical grounds. She just completely bounced from the competition. A spokesperson for ITV said Jamie Lynn Spears has left "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here" on medical grounds. She's been a fantastic campmate who has triumphed at trials and bonded well with her fellow celebrities. But I have the conspiracy theory that maybe Britney wasn't so happy about her potentially spilling more details about their family and maybe called her up and was like, or not called her up, but called the people up and said, "She's not a celebrity. Get her out of here."
I think she probably backed out. I'm guessing Britney hit her up. It's like, it's too much. You're putting too much stress on the family. And she says, "You know what? You're right. I'm out of here."
I don't think Britney's talking to her.
Don't think?
No. She's posted pictures with her brother. So maybe her brother could, you know, their brother could have reached out. But honestly, I just think Jamie Lynn couldn't hack it. Because I was reading stories that she was like isolating herself in the camp and she wasn't really participating. And I think she had regrets. Like, I think she signed up for something and thought she could hack it and was like, "Yeah, no, this is not for me."
Yeah, no.
I really like, I want to think that her sister talked her out of it, but I don't really feel like that family cares about Britney like that.
Yeah, that's one of those competitions that I know going into it I wouldn't survive, because it's kind of like a watered down Survivor. So it's sort of like Survivor, but mixed with a little bit of Fear Factor, where you have to eat things like bugs. And I just know I'm not down for that. I want to be on I'm a Celebrity, put me in a 5-star hotel. That is the competition I would like to be on. All right, Beyonce's Renaissance concert film is set to debut this weekend. I'm very excited about it because I didn't have the opportunity to see her live, but it's expected to have a huge global opening. It's supposed to make between $30 and $40 million, which is normally what massive blockbusters get. And here she is just putting out a concert people have already seen, and people are so excited to see it again in a different environment.
Or they couldn't afford the tickets to the show.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because they were so expensive, and this is the only way you're going to get close to it.
Honestly, and I said this about the Eras Tour film, I had a better time in the theaters than I think I did at the concert.
Really?
Because you never have a bad seat because they're getting up in the artist's space. You never are having to like peer over somebody. You get to sit down in your comfy recliner. You got your snacks. You know I love beef jerky.
Yeah.
So I got to have beef jerky and watch Taylor.
I'd rather see it in the theater too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just to clarify, because I did not see the Taylor Swift Eras concert film. So this isn't like a behind the scenes of how the concert came together. You're literally going in and watching a concert on film.
I do think there's more behind the scenes footage with this particular concert film, because I know there have been some stuff coming out about how Beyonce wasn't going to let Blue Ivy go out on tour. And she's like, I really want to. So I think we're going to get more interview style stuff, which is good because we never see Beyonce. Otherwise, she doesn't like to do press.
Ever. She doesn't talk to anybody.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't leave those mansions either. All right, SZA says some of her fans are ruining her songs. I'll tell you why she had to call them out on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.